Blog Talk Radio.
We locked in, family.
Who is it?
ATL, we locked in. New York City, we locked in. Denver, Colorado, we locked in. Oh, yeah. Tokyo, Japan, we locked in. Norway, we locked in. Chicago, we locked in. Alabama, we locked in.
Peace of life, family. Indiana, we locked in. I see you. New York City, again, I see you. We locked in. Peace and life, family. Give yourself a round of applause.
Mainly for being here tonight.
Mainly for being here tonight and for being you, family. Give yourself another round of applause. You did. Welcome to the Vane Verdict. Here to get a game service. Now, I ain't saying they ain't perfect, and will it cause change? I ain't certain, but with the truth, it gonna make all the pain worth it, family. How y'all feeling tonight? Well, Pimp Black, here we go. It is a little light in February. February the 5th. Coming down off of this amazing Super Bowl game last night. You know what I mean? Philadelphia Eagles. The 2018 Super Bowl 52 champions. So, much salute and congratulations to those brothers, man. It was an awesome, phenomenal game. And everybody know me, know I'm a diehard New England Patriots fan. So, you know, it took a little minute for me, you know, to accept that defeat. But, hey, man, what can we say, family? You know what I mean? Still a good game, though, nonetheless. You know what I mean? My boy Brady, man, it was a couple of key critical things, you know what I mean, that, you know, happened that could have been the game. Well, I want to say, man, it was so fucking intense. Why were they so intense last night, y'all? Somebody, they were real intense. Like, it just, the energy in the room, man, was just a bit much for me, so to speak, you know what I mean? And I was really, you know, I was like, damn, it was real aggressive. I know it's a Super Bowl. Everybody want to win and, you know, all this and that. But it was a little intense for me, man. But Super Bowl was real white, man. It was a real white event, which I thought was kind of strange. I thought, okay, like, if you think about it, the year, you know, coming off the year with the whole Colin Kaepernick and, you know, the taking knee during the protest for the anthem and all of that. I guess you could say 2020 was kind of an awoke year, you know, with the women empowerment and all of that. And I'm thinking too much as a conspiracy probably. But I think it was almost like a slap in the face, man. The NFL, the corporations were letting everybody know, you know what I mean, where their power lies. You know what I'm saying? And where they stand on everything. But if you think about it, like, I mean, think about how white it was. Even from the anthem, national anthem, pink song, the national anthem. You know what I mean? You got the two white quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying, in the game. Justin Timberlake during the Super Bowl halftime. It was real white. You know what I'm saying? It was real white. No offense to anything, but I just, you know, thought I would see a little more diversification in light of everything that's going on. And, you know, being, you know, Black History Month, I didn't really see much tribute with that. It might have been a commercial or two, but of course, the one that's going viral as hell right now, the one commercial about Dodge, you know, using Dr. King's speech to sell fucking Ram trucks, man. And I thought that was just, I didn't even get it, though, when they first aired it. I'm like, what the hell did this got to do with Dr. King? It had no correlation with the video in itself. So a lot of shit that was just done last night, man. A lot of people were giving Justin slack for before his Super Bowl halftime performance, particularly the part where he used the print, you know, like I guess you can call it a hologram or whatever on the screen. But I'm gonna be honest, man, I thought it was awesome. I thought it was very tasteful, you know, to do. Then, you know, that the Super Bowl was in Minnesota and, you know, that's Prince, you know, hometown or whatever. So I thought it was great that he tributed to, you know what I mean, in there. You know, I didn't think it was disrespectful or nothing like that. I thought it was great. He's paying homage. And it was an awesome performance. And especially, you know, the particular part where, well, like, I don't know, I guess you probably the drone shot of the sky, you know, sky shot or whatever, over the city, and it's the whole city is lit up purple with Prince's emblem around the stadium. It was real dope, man. Awesome production on, you know, so he got to the thing. So I salute Justin, man. He could have had a better outfit on, though. He wore just like a Jay up now, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The get up he had on, but hey, I guess it worked. Maybe he was trying to dress like a Philly native. With the joints and fatigue on, and scarf for no reason with the blazer. You know what I'm saying? The item feeling is there. And he had the beard too, so, you know, I guess so. But the Eagles definitely represented for you know, Vertis City, man, being their first, you know, Super Bowl. And again, as a diehard New England Patriots fan, I got no problem with the Icon family. You know what I'm saying? Even like Brady. Brady didn't have a problem with it. Who the hell am I? Why can I have a problem with it? You know what I'm saying? But it was a very intense game, and I'm wondering if Philly was supposed to get it. And shout out to the internet, man, because y'all did a wonderful job on these memes and shit. I seen so many of them kids saying they sacrificed Meek Mill to the Illuminati. So Philly can win the championship this year. You know what I'm saying? That's hilarious, man. That's hilarious. You can't beat the internet, man. But overall, man, and again, salute to the guys. And that boy Kevin Hart, oh my gosh. So I don't know if y'all saw it. I'm sure you've been living on a rock. Kevin Hart was trying to get on the stage, you know, with the Eagles for the reception of the Vince Lombardi Trophy. And I'm talking about, man, my dog was lit, man. And so, of course, the video going viral where the security guard was stopping him, like, nah. And the security guard told him, like, dude, look, Kevin, I know who you are, but unless you're a football player and like that, you can't get up on the stage, bro. That shit don't mean nothing. And that's what Kevin had to get. So, you know what I mean? He kicking motherfuckers out of his shows and shit for having cell phones. So, whatever, nigga. You just like the rest of us when it comes to that corporation, man. Again, it was a white-on-white affair. That shit, you didn't mean nothing last night, bro. Unless you had on one of them Eagle jerseys, man. You accepted in the arena. But salute to Kevin Hart, man. That brother, he was lit, man. He put on for his shit in the court of Kevin hometown as well. So salute to everybody out in Philly, man. And thousands took to the street in celebration, as they should. You know, and of course, you know, you got the typical shit, the motherfucker getting drunk, ready to loot, climbing on top of telephone poles and shit. That, you know. Shit, I don't really understand that, man. You know what I mean? But, yeah. To each his own, man. I'm not really I'm not a diehard, you know, sports fanatic like that, even though I fuck with the New England Patriots, obviously. But I don't, you know, it's not, you know, it's only a game to me. I don't take it serious. If I bet, you know what I mean, or whatever. But I don't take this shit serious like that. And, you know, it don't make or break my day. I don't really give a damn who won, because to be perfectly honest with you, Tom Brady lost last night, but shit, the man got paid more than everybody that played last night. So, shit, you do the math, right? Tell me what emotion come in at. You know, we really lose. All them guys winners, man. Think about it. The real winners sitting up down there bought fucking Robert Kraft. And, you know what I mean? I forgot the other cat name on the other side, but, you know, These motherfuckers rich as hell, man. You know what I mean? Multi-millionaires, probably damn near billionaires or whatever. You know, ain't nobody losing on that. That's how you mean. You gotta have that. That's how you know how much money the NFL is worth, man. When they can pay a motherfucker like Tom Brady with 40, 60, 70 million, whatever his contract is, whatever. If I can pay one man that, can you imagine what I'm sitting on? What I'm gonna accumulate over this year's time, I'm willing to pay him that I can commit to him. That's fucking crazy, man. God damn it, bro. That NFL shit. Ain't think about it, man. Like I said, NFL, they took Sunday. You know what I mean? These motherfuckers took a whole day, bro. You remember Sunday, the church, like I said, the church used to own Sunday, man. They used to be on the church. You remember Sundays, you know what I'm saying? That's all used to be on, man. You know, church. You know, now they got like a couple of channels on nobody watch, bro. And the NFL runs Sundays. They own a day of the week. And as you saw, new, they were talking about making the Monday after the Super Bowl a holiday. What? This American man, y'all gonna be chatting. It is a world of sport and play, man. Telling you, tis the season, man. And we so caught up in that shit, man. We love it and we need it. And that's, I guess, that's the thing that keeps us. That's what'll make America great. Football. That's what's up, fella. I don't have Miss K tonight, but and I don't, you know, obviously I don't prepare. You know what I mean? We freestyle this. This is not the most unprofessional podcast you're going to ever run across, but well, that's how we're going to rock. But I don't have any news tonight, but some one particular story I am following, trying to get more information on, is actually developing now as we speak. Apparently there's been a shootout or an assault in Colorado, where they're saying four deputies have been shot. So any of our listeners, I know I look like I got a one or two in it from Colorado at the moment. If y'all know any information, please feel free to call in, 646-716-8126. Love to know what's going on out there, man. Get an update of what's going on out there. And hopefully, you know, don't know what the situation is, but, you know, wish death on nobody. So peace and light and hopefully safety and everybody, you know, to the families of all, you know, hopefully all parties involved, man. And it's, whatever this situation is, hopefully there's can be a peaceful outcome, you know. At this point, you know, I'm sure a lot of damage has been done and a lot of lives are affected at this moment, but we'll try to get some information, and especially if something happened, anything breaks in the story as we're live on the air, I will bring that news straight to you because I am tuned in and we have a little source as well. But I love to hear from anybody that's in Colorado at the moment. Feel free to call up. Again, it's 646-716-8126. Vain Verdict Podcast. Take a moment right quick. I'm going to get into the ads and then I come back and we're going to chop up about this FRID chips that they trying to put in y'all. All right, you did. But guess what? You don't even know. You probably already got them already. I don't know. Stay tuned, family. I'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, the Vain Verdict is being brought to you by www.coltdrippin.com. Long live everything, relaunching 2018. Streetwear and apparel and more, exclusive streetwear and apparel and more. That's www.coltdrippin.com. We are culture. Atlanta Custom Apparel. You need vinyl sublimation, need screen print done, want to put your RIP homies on the t-shirt, go over Atlanta Custom Apparel, holler at my brother Daoud, 1130 Euclid Avenue, right in your little 5 points, open Sunday through Thursday from 12 to 7, Friday. Friday, Saturday, stand open at 8 o'clock, y'all. Again, Atlanta Custom Apparel, right on Little Five Pump at 1130 Euclid Avenue, EULCLID Avenue. Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Logo designs, flyer designs, brochures, book designs, editing, graphics. You like the graphics you seen on the Vane Verdict YouTube channel? How about the graphics you seen on the Instagram? You feeling that on the Facebook? All that's being brought to you by my brother Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Again, Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Blue Seas Express and Catering, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday to Saturday, Friday and Saturday, 12 to 10, Sunday, 12 to 5, 890 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314, Blue Seas Express and Catering. We're talking about doing for self. We're doing for self. Come visit your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Remember the teachings of the messenger Elijah Muhammad as related in the Holy Quran. O men, eat the lawful and good things from what is in the earth and follow not the footsteps of the devil. Man, you can follow me right down to your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314. Follow the Vane Verdict, Facebook, at the Vane Verdict, Twitter, at the Vane Verdict, Instagram, the_Vane_Verdict. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 p.m., the Vane Verdict, blogtalkradio.com/the Vane Verdict. Peace and life, family.
Okay, back in the fat family, right? Had to go up here and use the little fucking bathroom, right? Did this, man. What's up with your boy? With y'all boy? I can say y'all boy because I ain't had shit to do with putting him in office. What's the deal with Trump, man? What we doing, man? Straight up, B. Let me say, it's for my, my people that don't get a filet, I'm going to speak it in such layman terms and break it all the way down. Street knowledge for you, right? Basically, right, they releasing these memos. You released a Democratic memo today. And basically, these memos were saying that the FBI was strategically planning trying to investigate Trump, didn't want Trump to get elected in the first place. That the investigation to this whole, all of this, you know, Russia and all of that, they was purposely trying to pin something and side something on Trump. And this was paid for by the Clinton administration and the Hillary Clinton for president campaign. He did. So, and they released it. I guess it's transcripts of emails or conversations with the FBI. I'm like, this shit here is crazy, man. Like, they're taking the FBI down, something, right? They, they already destroyed the Homeland Security. Y'all remember that? You heard that title anymore. Remember they destroyed Homeland Security about, what, 2-3 years ago? Or was that before Obama got in? The Homeland Security ran out of bread, man. You know what I'm saying? And then so they had to shut them down. And now did this FBI shit, man. I'm like, it is too much, bro. And then in the meantime, the process of all of this, you know, they're saying Russia's starting to move missiles, man. Everybody moving a lot of stuff in place, man. They get ready for something that's about to happen. What you think that is? I think that, you know, war is inevitable, man, and we just shaping it. You know, every day, every time this guy opens his mouth, bro, he just shaping and bringing that day closer. Even if it don't happen during his presidency, which I honestly feel like it just might. But this man is going to get a lot, man. I think so much damage about to be done. And y'all have to understand, man, our open enemy family, he's real strategic. He don't really make, you know, those kind of mistakes. Everything they do, especially this big magnitude like that, is usually for a reason. You understand? So I always say this, you know, on the podcast, I don't think it's an accident that Trump is the president. Even though the Republicans go after the Electoral College, which the presidency comes from. You know what I'm saying? But I don't see, unless, like I said, there's an agenda that the Electoral College is trying to push, which why it don't, like I said, it don't really matter who's the president, which I think being proven as we speak. They really show y'all that. They can put anybody in that seat, anybody in that position. It don't matter if it's Hillary, a Barack, a black man, whatever. And that's why they gave us a dynamic like they did, the total opposite. We went from Barack Obama, this amazing, smart, poised brother, to Donald Trump, man, the complete opposite. He's a bigot, you know what I mean? He's an incompetent racist, man. You know? But chauvinist, he's a misogynistic towards women. He's just, you know, the brother has a lot of, you know, a lot of sins. And who am I? I got a few of them, so. One hand don't watch the other, right? That's my saying. I don't go against the nature and the order of where things go, and I try to use that as my excuse. But God ain't through me yet either, Sam. Guess what? One thing I ain't gonna do, I ain't get no motherfucking chip, though. Let's talk about it, family. RFID. Now, if y'all familiar with the RFID chip, you know, there's been a lot of talk, you know, over the past couple of years in the news, in the media. You can go on YouTube. I want y'all to go on YouTube. You can do it as we lay. I don't know how y'all listening to the podcast. If you're on your phone, listen to off your phones, and you have access to another internet source, you can go on and Google. You can go on YouTube and just type RFID chip and look at the abundance of information and things about the RFID chip. And you'll notice that it's becoming more and more popular. Like the videos are changing. The older they moving from conversation to actual action. And they're showing you stories of these chips are actually in place already. And the RFID chips, imagine like, you know, walking your boss, you go to work one day and your boss tell you, hey, look, I got another easy way for you to log in your computer every day. Easy way for you to access parking, don't have to dig for your wallet. For you to get through certain security clearance doors. For you to do a lot of different things, access accounts or whatever. Your medical information can be stored at every emergency and in the job place. We've created a way for, you know, the medics to know all of your medical information, to know how to better treat you if something happens. And you like, that's damn, that shit sound good. It sounds like such an easier life, you know what I mean? And that's what that is, and a lot of companies have started to do it, and, you know, here in the States. It's been done around the world, you know, for the past at least, you know, 15, 20 years or so. But right now it's at least 10, it's reported. Well, actually it was reported about 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, that about 10,000 Americans have already received this chip. So I don't know, you know, it went right from when it was introduced that we're headed, but, you know, I'm sure that number has risen a significant deal right now. And these chips, you know, control your money. You can just walk in the store, you know, and that's your access. Once you swipe the money, you can just pick up items and leave. You know, once you got a chip, and it seems so futuristic and so scientific, but it's so much behind that family that we want to, you know, let's talk about a little bit today. The RFID chip, initials RFID, the radio frequency identification card. And what it is it pretty much a chip that can store so many layers and different levels of information about a person, including from finance, you know, that again, education and then medical, social status, their location. These tracking system, and one thing you can think, and it's really no difference than the SIM card in your cell phone. Your SIM card in your cell phone, the chip in your bank card, that little your bank card is either sometimes on the inside or sometimes they even have it visible. But it's like a little, computer looking thing with lines on it. That little chip. But the RFID chip is a process where they're trying to make to bring all of those things into one. All of those. Imagine combining your bank card with your SIM card for your phone, with your medical insurance card, which stores all your medical information. Anything about you that your social security number gets attached to will be stored in this RFID chip, and everything about you will be stored in that chip. And it seems like it's so easy because they think about, now watch this, how it's going to be dressed up, in which they're shaping already. Identity theft is a thing that they're going to use to bait this process in. Because think about it, if you're somebody that's been a victim of identity theft, somebody steals your bank card or hacks your account or something like that, and magically steals, thousands or whatever, if not all of your money, out of your bank account, your savings or whatever, you'll be upset. You want to figure out a way, what can we do? What kind of scenario can we come up with to, try to debunk that, make sure that shit don't happen again. So that shit will sound real good to you at that point. Another thing that they are going to try to, they are illegal immigrants, which Donald Trump actually spoke on numerous of times during his campaign for president. And he didn't call it the RFID chip. He called it that, but he didn't say those words. I think if I'm quoting correctly, he said where it was the biometric inner-exit tracking visa tracking system. Biometric? What do you mean biometric? That's something scientific, right? Yeah, so it's biometric instant exit. That means it's some shit they said to plant into them, all of these immigrants. Yeah, you can come over, we're going to put these trackers on you so we can keep up with everything you're doing. And we can shut you out from society and know where you at to come and get you. That's how they're going to get them. They're going to steal their starting minimum. A lot of jobs or companies, corporate companies, that are doing it already. And y'all can see once you look up RFID, just go around, take time out. Stop watching the bullshit that you're watching on TV and all that for a minute. But take some time out and go and check it out for yourself. You know what I mean? And you understand. And a lot of companies are doing it. And they want to swing it there. And what I honestly think they're going to do next, they're going to make like people that receive a lot of these, food stamps. No, I couldn't come to my mind. I don't know what the hell is on. But a lot of people that receive food stamps and government assistance like that, I believe they're going to be required to get the chip. Because, again, they're going to try to use the whole fraud and all that to monitor your medical. Because all companies are going to start switching over to this service as far as their way of identification and tracking and all of that. And they're going to need to know your RFID number. They're going to take your RFID number, and everything about you is going to be connected to that. We ain't going to have to fill out shit after a while. It's going to be unnecessary to fill out applications and all of that shit. Most just ask you your RFID number and see then if you're qualified for that job. That's crazy. It seems so accessible, family, but that's really giving you the mark of the beast. you know, not being, you know, taking the scripture, you know, I'm not really that person to do that. But that's the mark of the beast, family. That's control. Government knowing your every move, you're not being able to move, you depending on, and then that's what's going to be, it's going to come your form of payment, because the dollar is going to, it's about to crash. The dollar's about to be good. As soon as we hop into this great old war we about to get into, that's inevitable, the dollar will be done as we know it. So it's going to be the new form of currency, and that's what they're going to use, because the rest of the world is technology driven, man. They got drones, cyborg, clones, robots already in effect. America's just behind, because these are not the shit America controls and America knows. You know what I mean? That's why America's trying to hinder progress from a lot of, you know, other nations, because there are no resources here. This is only a new world. This is only the new world, fellas. It's going to be that haven, that stumping ground that we're going to have to rebuild from. Rebuild with nothing, though. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Anyway, see, I got to remember, man. It's, you know, RFID, and it's all a plot from the Illuminati. It's been, and they've been, this been, you know, one of the plans, you know, for that elite, that 1% people. You know, to actually control how they can they control all aspects. They control that RFID. And if you know anything about this old Catholicism is based around the Latin language. And it's the official language of Catholicism in all actuality. And which that time, you know, still, you know, in Bosch, this is the era of that now, in which we're in. That's why it's on the dollar. Words that are in Latin, like Novus Ordo Seclorum, which you see on the on U.S. currency, which means New World Order in Latin, of course, for the elite. And that's why you got the All-CNI, the pyramid, because that's their rite of passage. And the rite of passage is the right of the devil, controlling everything that's not God, because we're dependent on that dollar. That's what makes that dollar so significant. That money, he controls the money, controls the nation, family. Henry Kissinger, Rockefeller said that. You know what I mean? And in the Latin, you know, even the masonry, you know, use the phrase, Ordo ab cal, which means order of chaos, order out of chaos, I meant. And which, of course, they're going to create the chaos to bring the order out of. You know, and that's, you know, the mind of that, the elite, you know. And back, you know, during the constructive times, I guess, you know, during the constructive beginning of their thought to achieve these. One of the processes of the control that they want to use was, it says, Ritus Filorum Itra Diabla. Ritus Filorum Itra Diabla, which means the right of the devil. It's Ritus, R-I-T-U-S, Filiorum, F-I-L-I-O-R-I-U-M, Intra, I-N-T-R-A, Diaboli, D-I-A-B-O-L-I, or if you will, R-F-I-D, right of the devil. You can put those same words that I spell, Ritus Filiorum Intra Diaboli, because I like for my family to do the research themselves. You can go to Google, put in your Google search, hit you're going to get the language button, hit language, hit Latin, type those words, Ritus Filiorum Intra Diabla. There's a Latin. And you go out to translate it into English and you'll get the right of the devil, family. And again, this is one of the many practices and procedures, or I guess you could say methods, you know, that the elite, you know, will use, you know, to achieve complete control over the world. You know, that RFID chip. And again, in a minute, because, see, we're going to be depending on it. You know what I mean? We're going to be depending on that shit for a minute in order to, you know what I mean, in order to survive, because that's what's going to happen if you ain't able to survive, because you don't know how to hunt. You know what I mean? You ain't hunter. You don't study agriculture. You don't teach your kids agriculture. We teach our kids to depend on these devices. You know, we accepting that mark of the beast. Well, that's how you worship the mark of the beast. You know, conforming to the way of the land. That's not what we're supposed to be doing, found depending on. We're supposed to be cultivating the earth. That's what our order was. That was our instruction. You know. So could technology actually be a sin? Could technology be an abomination to God? Is technology the Antichrist? If you think about it, it goes against the order, the nature in which things were created. Because it's all designed to, technology is designed not to make you a better human, but to make circumstances better or to better situations, do human-like things. You don't have to think anymore. You know what I mean? No library anymore. You know, you pull books right up. We have to read, man. We don't write. You know what I mean? You got to pray, and Google knows everything. The answer is there. There's no challenges dumbing us down. Things just to entertain us and feed the creative cortex of the brain. That's all it ever is. I don't know, I can say for me, you know, my family, we would see, you know, see it post that, I couldn't do it, not knowing what I know. Even if they're saying, you know, I depend on, I think I'll just, could y'all even do that? You tough enough for that fight? I'm willing to die of hunger. Just to say, my hands were clean of that, Lord. That's a fact, fam. But like I said, man, I didn't have, you know, a lot of time I was going to do tonight. Just want to jump back in, you know, and touch bases and talk about that a little bit. It's RFID chips and family. We have to know our worth, family. We have to know what we're doing and know what we're capable of. No, and it's our marker of the beast, and it's only going to get more critical that we have to know, oh, yeah, there is a war coming. There's a serious war coming. You know, there's dollar, and it's made for us here in the States because it's about to hit home here. You know, we've been riding on this high horse for too long, and it's time for that ship to sail, and time for the Father to come put an end to this world as we know it, you know. And the only way to hit the reset button and get this back where it's supposed to be, get humanity back focused and close to the gods that we were created to be, to have true dominion over the earth, not technology. You know? Gonna take a hitting the reset button, family. That's all it is. Same verdict podcast, right? And that's all it is. I ain't speaking nothing but the truth.
The Vain Verdict Podcasts. You know, they say.
Yeah, man. Let me give my love, Vain Verdict. I always try to, It's one thing I want to implement, at least get it to the laws of power. We can learn a little bit, right? Tonight's law, law number 17, keep others in suspended terror, cultivate an air of unpredictability. Humans are creatures of habit with an insatiable need to see familiarity in other people's actions. Your predictability gives them a sense of control. Turn the tables. Be deliberately unpredictable. Behavior that seems to have no consistency or purpose will keep them off balance, and they will wear themselves out trying to explain your moves. Taken to an extreme, this strategy can intimidate and terrorize. Again, keep others in suspended terror, family. Cultivate an air of unpredictability. And, you know, I totally agree with that, you know, that particular law. Let's go back to read that again. I guess I can explain it. I got a little time to chop that up. I ain't going to leave y'all out there like that. Wait a minute. What was it? Oh, that was 16, baby. You know it will. Y'all paying attention. Keep others in suspended terror. Cultivate an air of unpredictability. Don't let people know your moves always, man, basically. You know what I mean? You know, you want to keep people in suspense. You know, never let anyone force your hand. And it's always, you know, something I've tried to, keep applied, because when you let people know your move, they know how to throw up a defense, how to block it. You know what I mean? And you don't really want to do that. You don't want to be, you know, a creature of habit. Always be, you know, surprised and doing something new. Don't never let nobody figure you out. You know what I mean? Cultivate an air of unpredictability. You know, you plant that seed to where that's all people know about. It's like, man, oh, but ain't no telling what. Ain't no telling what so-and-so going to do. Ain't no telling where so-and-so going to go. And that's what you want, man. You want to plant that seed. Get it like that. People feel like they know you. They got you all the time. You know what I mean? But that's what's up, family. Again, that's all the time that I had. I mean, I'm sorry. I apologize. I appreciate it. But Wednesday night, we coming back up in. Guess what? Tomorrow night, February the 6th at 9 p.m., Trap, the series, episode 203, will be released, family. Again, Trap, the series, episode 203, will be released. I can make it easy for you. You can follow me. That's at Pimp Black on Instagram. The link is in the bio. Take you straight to it. Subscribe. Hit the notification, gang, gang, gang. You're going to be in there, family. As soon as it get released, you're going to know it's up. You did. Make sure y'all check that out, man. We've been put a lot of work in. Took about, you know, a couple of years to make this project happen. And y'all really in for a treat. We got working on the finale in a couple of weeks. So y'all make sure y'all go ahead and check out Trap the Series. Also, y'all follow my homegirl at Pete Chef ATL. Expose on March 24th. Grandpa, man, live music, live art and entertainment. Follow my girl at Pete Chef ATL on Instagram for more information on that. And also, I don't have the information on me in front of me, but you follow Pete Chef ATL and get all the information up on that. Follow my dog, man, Artful Bliss Creations. Brother does beautiful custom-made jewelry pieces. You into crystals and stones, and anything about the earth, man. I'm really in. And hopefully I'm about to do some work with the brother real soon on some photos and imagery. Y'all make sure y'all go check out ArtfulBlissCreations.com and also Artful Bliss Creations on the Grizzam. You did. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another rendition of the Vain Verdict. I am Nobody But Pimp Black. Salute to Miss K. Chaka Godiva, my brother 6'8". Wild man. Peace and light, family. Ladies and gentlemen, the Vane Verdict's being brought to you by www.coatdripping.com. Long live everything, relaunching 2018. Streetwear and apparel and more, exclusive streetwear and apparel and more. That's www.coatdripping.com. We are culture. Atlanta Custom Apparel. You need vinyl sublimation, need screen print done, want to put your RIP homies on the t-shirt, go over Atlanta Custom Apparel. Holla at my brother Daoud, 1130 Euclid Avenue, right in these little 5 points. Open Sunday through Thursday from 12 to 7. Friday, Saturday, stand open at 8 o'clock, y'all. Again, Atlanta Custom Apparel, right in little 5 points at 1130 Euclid Avenue, EULCLID Avenue. Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Logo designs, flyer designs, brochures, book designs, editing, graphics. You like the graphics you seen on the Vane Verdict YouTube channel? How about the graphics you seen on the Instagram? You feeling that on the Facebook? All that's being brought to you by my brother Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Again, Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Blue Seas Express and Catering, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday to Saturday, Friday and Saturday, 12 to 10, Sunday, 12 to 5, 890 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Blue Seas Express and Catering. Talking about doing for self. We doing for self. Come visit your supermarket. 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Remember the teachings of the messenger Elijah Muhammad, as related in the Holy Quran. O men, eat the lawful and good things from what is in the earth, and follow not the footsteps of the devil. Man, you can follow me right down to your supermarket. 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314. Follow the Vane Verdict. Facebook at the Vane Verdict. Twitter at the Vane Verdict. Instagram the_Vane_Verdict. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 p.m. The Vane Verdict. blogtalkradio.com/TheVaneVerdict. Peace and life, family.
The Vane Verdict Podcasts. You know, they say, the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Bullshit, we say, hold your nose and tilt your head back. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, everywhere at The Vane Verdict. GoFundMe.com/the-vane-verdict. Thank you for all the love and support.